2016. So let's start with the very, very simple. Who wrote, well, it's not that simple actually, who wrote the Gospel of Matthew? You can click to the next slide, Ed. This is my fantastic husband and my VA aide to this morning. Thank you. And Diane and VA, I love you and you do a fantastic job. Let's give a hand to the VA team. Thank you. Thank you. The author of the Gospel of Matthew, as the title states, most people accredit it to who?
Matthew.
Good. You're awake. Wonderful. Does he anywhere in the Gospel say that he wrote it? It's anonymous. It is. But you know what? We're going to leave it at the Gospel of Matthew this morning. The early church historians accredited it to him, and I'll do the same this morning. So, can you click again? Or should I click? No? Okay, yeah. In Matthew, oh, actually it's 9:1, but in the chapter, yeah, I'll just click from here, because otherwise, yeah. In Matthew 9, he introduces himself. And he's also called Levi, actually, in some of the other Gospels. You all know that we have four Gospels? Four Gospels? Yeah. And the interesting thing with having four Gospels that describe the same thing is that you get viewpoints, right? Again, back to the movies. You see the same story, but from different angles? Okay. So Matthew introduces himself as a tax collector. What do tax collectors have to be good at? Counting. Brilliant. Maths. Keeping records. Okay, so that was, but were the tax collectors, and I guess, are the tax collectors very popular?
No.
Thanks for being honest this morning. Not a very popular guy. And we see that in the story some of you remembers it, but when Jesus came past him and he saw him and he describes him as Matthew the tax collector. And are we going to be able to show the movie then? No? Okay, we'll do that later, because there is a brilliant moment later, which we'll get to, but that's where I'm going with the story, where Jesus encounters Matthew. That's really depicted. Sometimes movies helps us, and I'm not sure how it happened. I wasn't there, but there is an encounter with Matthew and Jesus. And he says two words to Matthew. What did he say?
Follow me.
Somebody's already read the story. Follow me. And what was Matthew's response? He got up and followed. Okay, I could just end the message right there. That's awesome. Two words. He was the brother of James, the son of Alphaeus. That's what we know. He was a disciple, which means he was an eyewitness to what happened. And where are we in the world? Where does the story take place? Most historians, again, accredit it to be written, I've seen everything from 50 to 100 AD, but most people, because of the scripture referring to which Jesus describes the fall of Jerusalem, most people place it before 70 AD. And here we see the humongous Roman Empire. They had occupied the land, they hadn't been given it. Were they very popular, the Romans? No? Very popular?
No.
Okay. So he was a tax collector for the Roman Empire, not very popular people, and he collected taxes. So double, not very popular. I'm not saying he was a Roman, but he collected taxes for Herod. Yeah. And see how massive they were. There's something about being not a Roman and you're occupied by an occupational power. That is not a very pleasant place to be. And so the Jews We all know where the Jews were in the first church. Were they very happy with the Romans? Were they very happy with the Romans?
No.
No, they were not free. They were occupied. And they were looking for somebody to free them. They were looking for the
Messiah.
Yeah, they needed a deliverer. So here we are, the Jews. Most people accredit the Gospel of Matthew, and that's one of the simple things with the Gospel of Matthew. Accredit the original readers to be Jews because of all the Jewish all the references to the Old Testament. None of the Gospels refer as much to the Old Testament as Matthew. And he doesn't even explain it. He says, as it is written, as it was said. And so he knows that they already know the Old Testament. And that is the special thing about this Gospel. You know how I talked about different angles and different viewpoints? And this Gospel is looking at the Jews. And it's written for the Jews. The original readers were the Jews. So keep that in mind when you read all the discussions about the Sabbath. Because that was a big deal to the Jews. It still is today. So it's so important to have the original readers or hearers in mind when we read the Bible. Because it already gives us a huge understanding of why they say the things the way they say it. To us, it doesn't make as much sense to talk about the Sabbath because we are allowed to do a lot of things. But I think the Lord is reminding us about the Sabbath as well. And stressed out 2016, I've been reminded about the Sabbath. Not in a religious way, but in a, Eileen, I want the best for you way. It was written to prove that Jesus was the Messiah. Do you see that outreach heart of Matthew? Do you see how he is, his heart? He had seen something, he had experienced an encounter with Messiah, and he responded by getting up and following him. And now his heart is breaking for the other Jews. His response is writing this gospel and building this case that Jesus, your Savior from the Roman Empire, has already come. He has died and he has resurrected for you. And he builds the case throughout the Gospel of Matthew. Because his heart has been touched by Messiah, and now he's reaching out to others to have the same encounter. That's why we read in 27:37. All remember the plaque that hung above Jesus' head on the cross? I-N-R-I? Here hangs Jesus, the King of the Jews. Why was it important? Because they were still walking around waiting for the Messiah, and Matthew had already met him. Do we have people today that walk around and do not know that the Messiah has come and died for them? Is this still a relevant message? Are there people around us that does not know that the Messiah has already come? Hello? Do you work? Where do you work? Who is this message a good news to in 2016? Is it a good news? And now I'm going to start crying. Is it a good news for the first grader who just started school and is so missing his friends in kindy? I picked him up crying twice this week. Okay, we can get it together. Is it a good news for all our unemployed colleagues that are starting to lose hope? Is it good news? As I see, this is fantastic news. The Gospel of Matthew is fantastic news because the Messiah has already come, the kingdom of heaven that is repeated how many times? Many, many times. Color code that word. When you go home and read the Gospel of Matthew, color code the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven has come near because Jesus has already come. This is fantastic news for our unemployed colleagues that we need to stand with and pray with. Don't you dare give up. Stavanger needs you. Norway needs you. Don't believe the lie that you're not welcome here. Do you hear me? We're praying for you and we're standing with you, even all the ones that are not in this room. Is this the... Okay, I didn't get it together. Is this good news for the person who got a call back from the doctor? She's standing right here. With bad news. It is good news. It is very good news. The Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven has come near. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Okay, sorry. Is this good news for the lonely around us that are so lonely and all they want is somebody to hear their heart? It's this good news for the people that are so stressed out. Bless your heart, Melanie. Oh, I was trying not to cry this time. They're overwhelmed with stress. I meet them everywhere. I meet them at work, in meetings. I meet them everywhere. Sometimes it's me. They're so overwhelmed with stress. It's eating Norway in 2016. Is the Gospel of Matthew good news for the addict that is bound and do not feel like they can break free? I have to put my glasses on because I want to see you. I want to see you. Is this good news? The Gospel of Matthew is fantastic news. And my prayer is that we as a church get into it and get the heart of God through. Let's say Matthew wrote it. This eyewitness that got a heart from having one encounter with the Jesus. He said two words, follow me. And his response was he got up and he followed. And now he's writing for the Jews. Hear it. The Messiah has come. The kingdom of heaven has come near. He's asking them to respond to the call of the Messiah. He's saying, don't be stuck. The kingdom of heaven has already come near. Are you ready to go out and tell your colleagues, tell your friends, tell anyone around you that the kingdom of heaven, we don't have to wait anymore. It's right here. All it needs for us is to do what Matthew did. Respond. Do we have time to show the clip? There is the video, the fantastic Gospel of Matthew is, there is a movie made that where they read the scripture and act it out. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it, but if we can, I just want to show that 20 seconds where Matthew and Jesus has that encounter because we were both weeping yesterday when we saw it. And it's just a brilliant visual of
the volume out there. Can you organize the volume for me? So it's on there. Shall I go, Diane?